Finally, it enters upon the lassitude of old age, its second childhood. The larger contrasts attainable within the scope of the method have been explored and familiarized. The satisfaction from repetition has faded away. Life then faces the last alternatives on which its fate depends. These last alternatives arise from the character of the threefold urge that I've already mentioned: to live well, and to live better. The birth of a methodology is, in its essence, the discovery of a strategy for living. In its prime, it satisfies the immediate conditions for the good life, but the good life is unstable. The law of fatigue is inexorable. When any methodology of life has exhausted the novelties within its scope and played upon them up to the incoming of fatigue, one final decision determines the fate of the species. It can stabilize itself and relapse in order to live, or it can shake itself free and enter upon the adventure of living better. In this event, the species seizes upon one of the nascent methodologies concealed in the welter of miscellaneous experience beyond the scope of the old dominant way. If the choice is a happy one, evolution has taken an upward trend. If it is an unhappy one, the oblivion of time covers the vestiges of a vanished race. With a happy choice, the new method quickly reaches a meridian stage. There is thus a new form of the good life, with its prolongation depending on the variety of contrast intended within its methodological scope. On the whole, the evidence points to a certain speed of evolution from a nascent methodology into the middle stage that is relatively prolonged. When the species refuses adventure,